Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome in on this Thursday. Hey, shutdown's done, huh?
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Look at that, huh? Functioning government. Well, not functioning, but competent. No, not competent. A government.
Yeah.
There is a government in Washington, D.C. that is actually, I wouldn't say working, but, you know, active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Missouri. Oh. I don't hate this idea, living on the Missouri side.
Really?
No. Governor Mike Kehoe might introduce a plan to phase out the state's annual income tax. It would require voter approval.
Mm-hmm.
Who would say no to that? And would take effect for the next tax year. So 2026 tax year. The tax rate, by the way, is we have one of the lower tax rates in the country. It's 4.7%. But great. Let's get rid of it.
Okay.
Happy days for me.
Where are those $10 billion going to come from then?
I don't care. Not from me.
Not from you?
Except
for they will come from you when they have to jack up sales tax and your property taxes.
I'll shop somewhere else. Property taxes are based locally, so I don't worry about the state part of that.
Well, the state income tax. The sales tax, then. That's going to have to be jacked
up. Shop on the Kansas side.
You'll just shop over for everything?
Sure.
Then you're paying more for gas.
I only live...
Oh, there you go. Gas. You'll have to jack up the gas tax.
Gas prices are down.
The tax will be higher, though.
Well, but the prices are down.
Okay.
I only live off Warnell. That's not very far from state line. So
the great thing about gas,
Kansas side, is not very far.
About gas prices, they aren't volatile. They stay. If they're low now, they're always going to be low. You're right.
Well, they go down when the economy isn't great, but
yeah,
whatever. But I think this is amazing. This is the payback for paying the earnings tax.
Okay.
I feel like that, I don't have to pay the state income tax then.
Okay, I mean, I guess if you want to argue that you should get a break on the earnings tax, because it is weird. You don't work in Kansas City.
But I live in Kansas City.
But you live in Kansas City.
If you live or work in Kansas
City,
you have to pay.
But the whole point of the earnings tax is it's trying to hit people who don't live there but work there.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
You're right, but I pay it anyway.
But you have to pay it anyway.
Every 2 weeks, I pay it.
But I just feel like if Missouri... What worries me about stories like this is it feels very brownbackish. That was not good for Kansas. It was pretty bad. We were in a hellstorm for, 6 years trying to get out of that.
And Missouri just became the first state to repeal a capital gains tax. So that helps, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, there's no tax revenue coming in, then.
That's okay. I'm good.
All it means is you teachers in Missouri just have to take, you know, your lumps and not get paid. And get or have a more flat
teachers get their money from most of that. Most of school district funding is from property taxes.
Okay.
Some of it's from state funding, but most of it's from property taxes.
$10 billion is what we get from income tax. Where's that going?
I don't know.
Okay, then the roads are going to suck.
Whatever.
Okay.
I don't live that far from... All I have to do is get here.
So this...
I'll fly to Illinois when I go see family. It's
why
fine.
Don't you just move to Kansas then?
Because why would I move to Kansas? I
don't have to make income tax.
I don't have to pay anything.
So you get to live the best of both worlds. You don't have to pay income tax in Missouri, but you can shop in Kansas.
Dude, this is the benefit of living on a state line, man, yeah. Is that I can live. I just need to move out of Kansas City proper, and then I can get out of that stupid earnings tax. But then I don't have to pay the state income tax and capital gains tax. So if I have to sell stocks and there are capital gains or whatever, then I don't have to pay tax on that either.
Right.
I'm never leaving
federal
Missouri.
Tax, but you don't have to pay
Well,
state
but everybody
tax,
would
yeah.
have to pay federal
yeah.
tax.
Yeah, I know.
I'm never leaving Missouri ever.
Okay.
That's... Yeah.
Well, you won't be able to because the roads will be destroyed.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll live near an airport. It's fine. That's okay.
They're gonna make sure the roads near the airport are good. Or you're saying you can fly?
I'll
out.
Just fly to places.
Yeah, got it.
It's okay. fine. No big deal.
Assuming that they ever fix the airlines.
Yeah.
It'll get fixed eventually.
No, they're totally fixing that. That's the White House today said it's not going to be fixed by Thanksgiving, but. We've been personally assured that mm-hmm. they're totally fine and we should stop talking about it. We shouldn't mention the airlines not being up and running by Thanksgiving or running as well as they were.
I don't know what the conversation is here. I'm good. I'm happy. Finally, Missouri for the win.
I mean, I think the conversation is look at what other states have done when they get rid of income tax and how they have to make up for it.
Well, they usually raise sales taxes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'll just shop on the Kansas side. So I'm fine.
I guess in a way, Missouri is set up perfectly for this because the two biggest cities are on the state line. So it's great news for Illinois.
It stinks
and great
for
news
people
for Kansas.
It stinks for people in St. Louis because Illinois has some of the highest taxes on everything in the country. Oh, well.
This is how you keep the Chiefs here.
Like property taxes in Illinois are some of the highest property taxes anywhere.
Yeah, keep the Chiefs here.
Keep the Chiefs here because Patrick Mahomes won't have to pay, you know, his $500 million, taxes on his $500 million contract.
I mean, he lives in Loch Lloyd, so.
Well, they're not getting rid of property taxes, but he wouldn't have to
on
pay
his income.
On his income tax. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
that's right.
And then he can just go shop. He lives in Loch Lloyd. He can just go shopping in South Overland Park.
By you.
It's like a 4D chess move, you know? They're so smart.
Keeping the Chiefs here and keeping Patrick Mahomes aren't necessarily the same thing, but I think you are right. Like, I think he probably does have some say. I wonder if he has any say in, like, where they're going to be relocated, mm-hmm. like, where they're going to end up. Yeah.
So, his plan is to offset $10 billion generated. This is bad writing. Who wrote this? This is bad. The way the Post-Dispatch writes it is... His income tax plan could involve offsetting $10 billion generated from the state's income tax. I think what they mean is $10 billion from income tax will be supplemented with the state's income tax. But it doesn't talk about raising the income tax. So he has talked about this before, but it didn't go anywhere in the General Assembly with concerns that such changes would primarily benefit high-income residents. I'm not one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So... If you're only worried about it benefiting rich people, no, it doesn't just benefit rich people. It benefits us not rich people, too.
Except for the when it you have to. Well, OK. Except for, I guess, if you don't live near the state line.
Yeah. If you live
and
in
you can't
Columbia,
shop in Kansas,
sucks.
It sucks because the way they're going to have to make up the revenue is by jacking up your sales tax.
That's fine.
Yeah. There's nowhere you shop in Missouri. Would it cost you more money to drive over to Kansas also?
I live.
Gas isn't that cheap.
How far? I could walk to State Line Road from my house. I mean, I live on off Warnell. So no, I could walk to State Line Road from my house if I had to. Where do I shop on the Missouri side? I get gas on the Missouri side, so I don't have to worry about that. I buy groceries on the Missouri side, which I shouldn't do because Kansas got rid of the grocery tax, is getting rid of the grocery tax. So I should just do my grocery shopping on the Kansas side anyway.
Mm.
So what else? And everything else I get online.
It does suck for St. Louis, actually. I was thinking about that because there's nowhere to shop
It's not going to be cheaper in Illinois.
The only thing it could do is maybe the shopping mecca that we've always dreamed about in East St. Louis mm-hmm. might actually come into existence. For years, people are like, why don't we just bomb this, get rid of everything? Because there's nobody even living here. It's just a bunch of vacant, abandoned, gross buildings. Just get rid of it and build a nice shopping center.
Didn't Mississippi just do this? They are phasing out their income tax. So if it works there,
I mean, if Mississippi does something, you got to do it. You got to do it. They're just the most level headed people.
That's okay. So lawmakers still have to approve it, and then voters would have to do the constitutional amendment thing, the requirement for citizen input on tax issues.
Why did you say people wouldn't vote for it?
I initially thought I was thinking. Wrong.
Okay.
This will pass.
Yeah, I think most people will vote for it.
I mean, it just depends on how you're going to offset it. But I mean, sales tax and income tax, those are the two main sources of revenue. And we're about to get gambling. Offset it with gambling money.
Sure. Yeah, because they'll definitely go over to those big gambling
companies.
Didn't
we just say gambling is makes, when we were talking about taxes, that gambling is a bigger problem than weed?
Yeah, you'll offset it with gambling income from people who make money, who get taxed for gambling,
yeah.
not the companies themselves. Though.
And weed taxes. We don't need the income tax in Missouri. We have plenty of tax money come in from other places. Yay, Kehoe! My hero.
She came in this morning in a weird mood.
In a mood.
And it just, I don't know whether to take this seriously or not. I'm not sure where we're at in this segment. Like, I genuinely don't. Because this doesn't seem like your general attitude is screw
Montessori
everyone else.
For Kehoe.
This is not making any sense.
Put a sign in front of my house.
Hold on. Am I awake?
Yay.
Like, I don't know what's going on right now.
Less money. I don't want to pay more. Who wants to pay taxes?
There's a glass of water in there. Do you want me to come in there and splash it on your face?
Maybe. Because this doesn't seem like I'm living in the reality that I've come to know over the last 6 months.
But this is like the perfect scenario, right? Kansas. Hey, Governor Kelly, take a look at this. You have legal weed and legal gambling. So you have all the legal sin taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have those, then you can get rid of the income tax. Did we get rid of the grocery tax in Missouri yet? I think we still have that. Or maybe we're working on it. Or the sales tax on groceries. Even if you raise the sales tax a little bit, I can control where I shop. I can't control what the income tax is. But even if you raise the sales tax, I can control where I shop. I can't control Amazon's still going to charge me sales tax, but that's fine. I will go shop in person more in Kansas.
You leave it up to the cities to do more work too, if they're getting less state funding.
Yeah.
So then you'll have things like excise taxes.
Okay.
So that's what a lot of states that don't have income tax end up doing is, or just low rates of income tax. They weirdly, Massachusetts actually has a pretty low income tax rate. It's a flat 4%. I know Missouri's is like 4% as well, but there's a lot more money in Massachusetts. But the way they made up for that is, if you want to have good schools, then guess what? You have to pay $500 per car in your driveway. So they'd have an excise tax, and they'd also, you own a house, guess what? We're slapping a tax on that besides your property tax.
How big of a tax?
I don't know, because I rented, but with the cars, it was about $500 to $700 a year.
Okay. That is still significantly less than I pay in income taxes. So
to the state of Missouri?
That's fine.
Yeah. Why don't just all of us never pay our taxes, you know?
Because jail doesn't sound like fun.
If nobody pays their taxes, they can't pay the people to come after us.
They're not going to send you to jail for not paying your taxes.
They'll just figure out you owe them taxes and start garnishing your paycheck.
I mean, that's how they got Capone.
Because he lied about his taxes. There's a difference. If you just don't pay it, eventually they catch up to you and take it all. If you lie about it, then they get you.
I need to figure out what city I need to live in then, because not Kansas City because of the earnings tax.
Yep.
So what city can I live in?
I feel like we're about to start a new community.
That's not a bad idea. What's unincorporated?
How about just start your own sovereign citizen and reject all taxes?
What does it take to start your own city? Because, you know, you can buy ghost towns that are for sale. I mean, that happens where entire ghost towns are for sale. I just need a little bit of unincorporated Jackson County. Don't you live in unincorporated? Aren't you?
No, I just live in I live in a tiny town.
Okay.
You can buy a large plot of land and create a new town by building infrastructure, attracting residents, and following the legal process to incorporate it as a municipality.
Sounds expensive.
It does. Those were a lot of like three-syllable words. I didn't like it.
I could live in Lee Summit. I could live in Raytown.
Mm-hmm.
I could live north of the river. I've done that before.
All right.
So, yeah. Yay.
You did
the man.
All of those places you said would take you further away from Kansas, and your plan is
they're still not that far from the state line.
Raytown?
That's not that. It's a little.
It's like
far,
25 minutes.
It's not that far.
Okay, it's pretty far.
What's the closest suburb to being on the state line?
That's
on the Missouri side. Belton. I could live in Belton.
Yeah.
That's my Menards is in Belton.
Belton's awesome.
I go to Grandview. That's where my DMV
is. It's a drive to work.
Yeah.
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 I guess all the shows are remote now?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Save me on that gas money.
Yeah.
But gas is still cheap, so they're not going to raise the gas tax.
Yeah.
What?
If you're...
Brilliant. It's a good day to be me. Finally, those of us in Jackson County who have been...
I feel
absolutely taken for a ride on property taxes lately.
I was
lately.
Just about to say.
Finally, there's good news.
I don't think your reaction to this would be the same if you hadn't been suffering under the anvil of the property tax jackup over the last couple of years. Let them know.
They were under.
They're listening.
They were under the fifth. They met state law. They still went up, but they didn't go up more than 15%. They didn't go up. They didn't go up enough for me to appeal.
If somebody said Raytown is at least close to Mission, I guess. I don't think
it's
that
not.
Close. I don't think they know where they're talking about.
It's
they
not.
Also might not know where we work.
Are they thinking of Roland Park?
Maybe.
Which is on the Kansas side?
Jamie needs to move to Belton. It's in Cass County, so no Jackson County DS, and you're still close to the Kansas border.
There you go.
But that's like a 45-minute drive to work.
I could live in Platte City. I could live in Parkville.
Also,
I could live in Parkville.
Not one, but two... Four people think you're drunk.
No, put politics aside for a second. I don't like to pay. Boy, my accountant's going to love me this year. I don't like to pay. Who likes to pay income taxes?
I don't.
Again, that's something I can't control, but I can control sales taxes. Where I shop.
Now that I'm not a huge earner, I don't really mind paying income taxes.
Well, I don't want to, but I'm one income. And so give me all my money. Give me more of my money than... Give me more and give the state less.
Mm.
So
you're gonna have to have city stickers in your car and have to renew them like the $25 a piece. It's going to be stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, that's less than income tax. I could live in Parkville. Is that in Jackson County?
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't mind living in Jackson County while property taxes are kind of a mess. I'm thinking like, get me closer to the airport. If I have to move out of the city, get me to Riverside. Get me to Riverside. I bet taxes are low in Riverside.
All right.
And they're building that new amphitheater there.
I literally had to look at the number because I was like, I don't know that I'm awake right now. 913-586-7798.
X is up there.
Where does Jamie need to move in Missouri so that she can enjoy not having income tax, earnings tax
or
is
earnings
gone.
Tax.
Or earnings tax.
And any of these other.
And it's close enough to Kansas where she won't have to deal with the sales tax being
shop
so high.
Shop on the Kansas side.
Shop on the Kansas side. Groceries just got cheaper. They're getting rid of the sales tax on groceries in Kansas. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking north. I'm thinking I've lived in Briarcliff before. That's Kansas City, Missouri still. But I didn't mind living north of the river. So yeah, I'm thinking Riverside. Because
right.
That puts the Red X right there. That's where I can shop. Oh no, that's still Missouri side. But Red X is awesome. Closer to the airport. So if the roads in Missouri are bad, I'm closer to the airport and I can just fly everywhere.
913-586-7798. We'll talk about this some more coming up at midday.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think I've narrowed it down a little bit based on county taxes. Governor Mike Kehoe, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch earlier this week, said he plans to unveil a proposal next month. Lawmakers are back in session to get rid of or phase out the state's annual income tax. That rate is currently at 4.7%. The proposal would require voter approval and could take effect pretty quickly for the 2026 tax year. When he ran for office, reducing taxes was a major cornerstone of that campaign, and he was successful. Missouri became the state first state to repeal a capital gains tax. And it looks like the way he's going to offset the money, although I think there are other ways he could do it, is from the state income tax, is how he's going to try to offset the income taxes.
Wait, he's going to offset the state income tax with the state income tax?
He's going to use state income tax money.
Uh-huh.
I am saying bad things.
Okay,
I am saying things that don't make sense. That just occurred to me. He will use state sales tax.
Ah, sales tax. Yeah, I did the same thing earlier.
Fill in the gap in the state income tax. I would say, hey, you have gambling money coming in soon. Mm-hmm. And you have weed money also that could help to supplement that.
And didn't somebody on the text line, I just want to clear up something, because somebody on the text line said they just made weed illegal. They did not make weed illegal. It's in the new budget bill. First of all, the federal government doesn't control what the states do when it comes to weed. Back in 2018, there was a bill legalizing hemp products. Like, that's why you can get CBD in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So what the federal bill actually does is would make it illegal for you to be able to buy CBD in states where weed isn't legal.
So for those of us who live in Kansas City, Missouri, mm-hmm. and pay the 1% income tax, earnings tax, I just looked at mine. I don't know what the rest of you pay, but it's 9% income tax total then. 4.3% from the state, and then the earnings tax, and then the city tax, and there's some dumb tax that we have to pay for the zoo that gets me one free pass to the zoo every month. That comes in at about 9%. Yay. So now I'm looking at where I can live and to not be in Kansas City, Missouri, to get me out of the 1% earnings tax.
Uh-huh.
And it also gets me a lower, because I'm going to move, give me a lower county tax rate than what we have in Jackson County. And I'm thinking North Kansas City is where it's at. I'm thinking
North KC?
Yeah, because I think Clay
it's close enough to work. It's not, yeah.
Can jump on 69 Highway or take 435 around if I need to.
Like
or
Tiffany
take 635.
Springs?
That's way.
That's too far up. But north. You'd be by the airport.
Yeah.
You said earlier.
Get me into North Kansas City.
Stay by the airport, then you don't have to worry about the roads.
It's right on the state line, so then I can go shop in. I can go buy my groceries in Kansas, where they don't have. They're phasing out the tax on groceries anyway. Clay County has the lowest county tax rate on the Missouri side of the metro area. I could live in North Kansas City. That would. I almost bought a house up there. Somebody outbid me. Yeah. But I could live in North Kansas City. North Kansas City's cool. They've got, have you been up there in a while?
I used to work up there.
Yeah, they've got the Iron District, you know, where it's like, it's all the little food trucks that open out into it, and they've got a ton of stuff on Armor Road, and they might get the stadium. They might get one of the stadiums up there. Who knows? That's where I'm moving to. North Kansas City, here I come. Go Kehoe.
So the North Kansas City doesn't have the earnings tax?
It's North Kansas City. It's a separate city.
I know. I'm just saying, I would think that just they would have it.
Nope. They don't.
All right. We had a caller, but she hung up. From the text line, 913-586-7798. Hey, Jamie, I'm a realtor in Missouri.
I'm not going
to read all that, but thanks for trying to. I mean, if Jamie wants to use it, I'll give her the text. I'm game for Kehoe, doing away with it, living in Kansas and paying it, and the 1% earners tax. I'll definitely welcome it. I don't know. Some people are on board. Why can't the state of Missouri, another text, make up the difference with their tourism money? If I remember right, at one time, Missouri was second in the country for tourism behind Florida.
Can we look that up? How much tourism are we getting calls?
When was Missouri? Because of Branson? What? I love Missouri, but there's no way we were second in the country to Florida for tourism.
When we get this call, Quentin, I'll look it up here in a second. I'm looking up what the state, is there a separate lodging tax? Yes, I think there is. For Missouri, and I thought it was local. I thought that was a local tax, not a state tax. For Missouri, it's 4.25%. It's counted as sales tax. Well, if we don't keep one of those stadiums, then we're not going to have to worry too much about it.
Missouri does do pretty well with tourism, like $20 billion a year.
Okay.
No, $20 billion. I'm confused. I'm seeing some that says like $40 million, though, so that doesn't matter.
I'm thinking, I think gambling. Go out, use gambling money.
Charge them more.
Yeah, we just raised the gas. Missouri used to have one of the lowest gas tax rates in the country. In fact, it used to be the lowest. And then we raised it some because there used to be a much bigger difference between Missouri and Kansas if you were to go to the gas station. We raised that a little bit. We could raise the gas tax a little bit more.
Can I tell you something?
That's okay.
I am more on board with the idea of slashing the income tax down to like 1 or 2% than I am with getting rid of it altogether.
That's fine.
Because if it helps out people making less money, that's awesome. You're making less money but having to pay income tax, it sucks. And if you make a ton of money, we still get to generate revenue from you, maybe not as much as we were, but that's fine. But we still get something.
That's
why I don't like this, is you're getting rid of it altogether, so you're not getting any money from higher earners.
That's okay. Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, could you cut it in half?
Yeah, cut it down. I'm fine with that. Yeah,
that way the rich people
still have to pay,
still,
because they're
to
not
pay
paying capital gains anymore.
2% of, and 2% doesn't hurt me as much as it does.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all right. What do you guys think? 913-586-7798.
Want to get rid of the income tax in
Missouri.
Sell
me on your city. If you live on the Missouri side, where should I move?
Why should you move to which city in Missouri?
I looked at Platte County so I could go live closer to the airport. They have a higher county tax than Clay County by like half a percentage point. That's why Riverside's out. But I could live in North Kansas City and be very happy there. So, also, there are people
need to stop hanging up.
Yeah,
I was literally just about to go to the phone line.
There are a lot of steps to this, by the way, for as happy as I am about this being a possibility. It would have to go through, like, first it would have to go through lawmakers, and he tried this last year and it didn't advance in the General Assembly. Although the concern was that changes would primarily benefit high income residents.
Yeah.
So if he were just to cut it in half or something, then that would help.
And again, cutting sales tax helps low income earners. Getting rid of it altogether helps high income earners a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it would require final support from voters because we have a constitutional requirement for citizen input on tax issues. One would assume that would pass.
Mm-hmm.
Unless only rich people voted.
From the text line, I agree with this 100%. Missouri roads are already crap. What are they going to be like without a state income tax?
They're either going to be worse, mm-hmm. or we're going to supplement. I agree with the argument. You need the money from somewhere.
You know where you're going to get the money from? Tolls.
Okay.
You want a toll on I-70?
We have talked about it many times because of the amount of work.
This is how you get a toll
I-70's.
On I-70.
Okay. I never drive on I-70. Put a toll on I-70.
I don't want to sound like I'm personally attacking you, but I don't like the fact that every argument for this that you've had so far is like, it doesn't affect me. Why do I care about other people?
Again, I had to sit through I pay the earnings tax. I had to go through the Jackson County property tax mess.
That's true. I mean,
I've been paying for stadiums.
When you rack up how much people in Jackson County have been paying in taxes.
Yes.
Especially you as somebody who doesn't even work in Jackson County, but has to pay the earnings tax anyway.
Because I live there.
I get it. Yeah. Like, you should get a break.
And I live in Kansas City. So, So I don't. And that whole, you know, extending the sales tax thing to pay for the stadiums that the other people benefit from. I'll even make the argument like, I'm okay paying some taxes. I pay taxes to support schools that I do not have kids in. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Well, yeah, because,
like, you know, that's
it's
fine.
Probably better for you to live in an area that has educated people in it. It's usually not good to live in a low education.
But I don't mind paying taxes. But I feel like in Kansas City, Missouri, we're paying quite a bit. And then I just remember that Kansas City, Missouri is down $100 million. So are they going to raise the earnings tax? Mm. I mean, is that something that could happen? I don't hate paying less in income taxes. And yeah, I mean, you're not the first one to say, let's put a toll on I-70, because there's so much work that has to be done because they're trying to expand I-70 and add more lanes to it. And that money's got to come from somewhere. And so sure, put a toll.
I'm shocked at how little money the state already makes from income tax. It's only $13 billion.
Oh, then yeah. Cut that in half.
I mean, yeah, honestly, I don't know. That might be the best argument for it. 913-586-7798. It's midday.
Yeah, because
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All I'm going to point out is that in Kansas, your income tax is higher.
Oh, yeah, I know
it's
that.
It's up to 5.2 to like 5.6%.
Thank you, Sam Brownback, for creating a huge deficit that we're still paying off.
How long are we going to blame him for that? You know, it's been a while.
For as long as I need to.
I understand. Believe me, I understand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what we'll see where this legislation goes in the new
Missouri getting rid of income tax. Yeah.
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 Or yes, perhaps they will phase it out a little bit or like bring
it down. I would be fine with that, especially for people in Jackson County. I mean, if you're earning, like, they
can
at least
go down more.
Say if you're paying a 1% earnings tax, then you get 1% off of your state income tax.
Yes.
You know, fine. That money's going
more
directly to the city. And I don't think you would have a problem with funding the city more. I mean, honestly, if I had to pay taxes that directly funded the city more than there was like a way to make that split happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I pay 5.6% in income tax, I think. I don't know what it is in Kansas. But if they said actually 2.5% of that is going to go directly to Overland Park, I'd be fine with that.
I would, except that in Kansas City, Missouri, we have that $100 million deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have so many questions about why. About why we're $100 million in the red.
Because it's not a 2% earnings tax, Jamie. That's
yes.
why.
Yes. And we laugh about that earnings tax, but one of the things that's come up is if one or both of the stadiums ends up going to the Legends, one because they got to pay back the Star Bond somehow, one of the ideas that's come up is instituting an earnings tax wherever the stadiums go. But that's all your all's problem.
Well, I don't care. You put it in the Legends. That let them deal with it. You want to talk about shelter bullying?
Okay, so coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to have the new, relatively new CEO of Veterans Community Project. Mm-hmm. I have a lot going on right now.
Yeah, you
including
do,
including that house. The fundraiser that's coming up next weekend.
KC Pet Project.
Thank
CEO.
You, KC Pet Project. She's going to be in studio with us, in part because I talk a lot about a lot of the stuff that I end up doing for them. I did 2 dogs day out. One of them has already been fostered like the day after I had, which one was that? Emmett Kelly. That was a little white one that was curled up on my lap, already been put in foster care. And so the CEO that's coming on with us, I follow her on Facebook in knowing that she was going to be on with us. Also, KC Pet Project, really active on social media. You can always see what new dogs they're getting in and that kind of thing. And this is one of the things that I wanted to ask her about because she posted this story. And it's from 2024, but I've just never seen this raised as a concern. And it's called Blog When You're a Target for Hate. It was put on the Humane World for Animals website. It says how relentless criticism and verbal abuse affect shelter workers and animal welfare. And here's how it kind of what they get into is it's written by a woman who used to be an attorney. And now she's worked in animal welfare for 25 years and she's become a certified animal welfare administrator. She has become a major expert in dog issues. And she talks about all the times that she's gotten a voice message or Facebook comment and it's a hater. Mm. And we know how this works.
Yeah.
It's a hater who knows nothing about you, your team or animal sheltering, but still has plenty to say about your organization and you personally.
I mean, I would argue that not that anybody should be verbally harassed. I understand it more coming towards us. We make our jobs are to express our opinions and maybe it's not to say controversial things, but in expressing our opinions and our points of view, we say things that are guaranteed to piss people off.
Yeah.
And no matter what, we're going to make people angry.
It is kind of a part of the...
It's insane that shelter workers who are handling neglect cases and cleaning kennels and having to deal with brutal euthanasia decisions, they come home and are getting called murderers and Satan and people demanding that they be thrown in jail for having to make those tough decisions where it's like, I hate the expression because it is the essence of cynicism. But the expression, no good deed goes unpunished, definitely applies here.
Yeah, and I mean, keep in mind, and we'll talk more about this in the 1 o'clock hour, is that part of why shelters are so packed and so busy and have to make some of these tough decisions is because pet owners fail to do a couple of things, a lot of them. Microchip their dogs and update that microchip information so that when they're lost, we can find the owners pretty quickly. They don't put collars on them. Some dogs will get out of the collar. We'll make it a little bit tighter then with ID information. So that way, if the microchip hasn't been updated, then we at least can ID it from the tag. And spay and neuter.
Yeah.
We have too many dogs out there. If not for those three things, shelters would not be as full as they are, period. So it's not their fault. But she says, I've been called out on social media for not answering a stray dog call. And when I responded that my team did answer the call and successfully reunited the dog with the owner, I was told, well, you still suck. I received a letter telling me that I should be ashamed of myself for even taking a salary for what I do. And if I had any conscience at all, I would resign. I've been given the moniker Director Cruella by the leader of another animal welfare organization because I mistakenly referred to the organization as a rescue group in a post thanking them for taking a difficult case.
Yikes.
And it's, I don't know how many other jobs, and if you want to weigh in on what you do for a living, and if you get this kind of...
how you've been villainized.
Yeah, hate for what you do, because it's always... most of the time, it's people who don't know what they're talking about.
Yep.
They don't have a dog. They don't understand what you do. They don't have a dog in that fight, so to speak. They're just looking for someone to be really, really cruel to.
Well, it's an excuse to take out their personal demons on somebody else who is, especially in this case with shelter workers, just doing a job that is ultimately for the betterment of the community. Unless you want a bunch of stray animals running around, going through your garbage, dying on the street or getting hit by cars, you should be happy that shelters exist. Even if they do have to make the tough decision to euthanize, that sucks. But if you don't like it, then start fostering. Go and adopt a dog. Donate.
Volunteer at the shelter.
Volunteer. Donate, at least. Yes. If you don't have time to volunteer, then donate. But to absolutely unload in the comments on the one person who actually showed up to clean the cages, that, because I think there's this fantasy, and this does apply to so many jobs, where with enough angry posts, that everything would just be better.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, for most jobs, reality is messy, and the internet hates messy. What wants just there to always be a clear binary choice between good and evil. And if you're not on the side of good, then you're automatically evil, and there's no in between.
I want to read a couple sentences that she says, because I think this is really to the point. She says, the only explanation I can offer is that animal work brings out a lot of passion in many people. When channeled positively, that passion inspires miracles. When channeled negatively, it is brutal and cut straight to the heart. Mm. Yeah. And she has many, many more examples of things that she's been called. And frankly, we know those words. We know those things. We get it also. She said many of the attacks come from animal advocates who could be working alongside us to solve problems. She says, we are doing the best we can in difficult circumstances. And somebody needs to be doing it.
Yeah.
Or they don't need to be. I mean, there are countries in the world that don't have animal shelters, that don't care about stray animals.
Yeah, but then when you see like shots from the streets of Kazakhstan or something like that, there's always wild animals running around. Yeah.
I mean, when I was in Chile, there are dogs that run around everywhere. Yeah. And dogs can carry diseases and they can attack. Yeah. And you don't want that.
And if you have a dog, thank a shelter, because without a shelter, there could be wild packs of dogs running around and they could attack your dog.
She said, we must never forget that on the receiving end of that mean tweet or ugly post are real people who genuinely care about making the world better for animals.
All right. 913-586-7798. Broadening this out. If you work at a job that people have villainized, would love to hear from you. Just text it in 913-586-7798. What job do you work and how have people made it into you being the bad guy? Talk about that next at midday.
So an animal welfare expert put a very lengthy post up online about the treatment that animal shelter workers get from the public or from people from other animal welfare groups. They get called names, everything nasty that you can imagine for reasons that are beyond me, that just don't make any sense. The first time that I fostered a dog, Garvey.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Do you remember this? I can't remember if I told you about this. I got a message. Somebody messaged me on Facebook, private messaged me on Facebook, and because I talked about it a lot on the air and went on and on about all the damage I was doing and how bad it is to foster animals.
Right.
And I was like, and I looked up all the resources again on KC Pet Project's website. And I made sure I was right when I responded. And this woman was wrong. I mean, all of her, all the reasons that she thought was that it's traumatic for them to move multiple times and you're letting them get used to a house. And then you don't know how long they're going to be there and they're going to move somewhere else. All of that was wrong. Fostering frees up shelter space, which they need. You have a family that gets to know a dog and tells the rescue that information so that when potential adopters are looking, they have a lot more information and it gets them into a better environment until they can be adopted. Yeah. It's all good.
No matter
what comes
out
of it.
People attack you for it. I mean, I'll never forget when I announced that Katie was pregnant with Finn. Somebody literally, it was like 15 texts just going off about how overpopulation and you're contributing to, you know, the downfall of society. And of course, and I hate making about race, but they did. But of course, a white person is bragging about having kids and like all this stuff. And I was like, wow. Okay. Thank you for reminding me to stay off the text line for today. Yeah. Coming up, we're going to keep this going, though, because we did get a lot of texts from people with their jobs and how people have villainized them.
Feel free to call if you have stories.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. I mean, there's debt collector. That makes sense.
I'm
not saying you should be villainized, but I do understand where people are coming from. But if you work replacing gas lines, why? If you're a social worker, what? Talk about that next on Midday.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.